me and Chris will have a little bit of a discussion going on here. Stanley versus Yeti. I said, once a Stanley person, always a Stanley person. Crystal goes, what did you just say?
I just said, well, I'm a converted Stanley person.
Converted, yes, converted.
Because and I said, liked Yeti.
And I said, because of me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you did. You had the smaller one, and I got the bigger one, and then you said, I need to get the bigger one, because you have the bigger one. So now we both have the big Stanleys.
Yes, and I have my small one.
Do you ever use your small one anymore?
I mean, I love this 40 ounce. It just keeps me chugging all day.
So, I think the Stanley mug is quality because of the straw.
And the handle.
And it fits in your cup holder.
Yes, there's so many good things. It keeps it cold.
Yes.
All day.
Love the Stanley mug.
You know what else it did that I just found out?
Oh, no.
I put a sparkling water in it overnight with ice, and it stayed fizzy all night.
No, it did not.
Yes. That never happens. It seals like nothing else. You know what else? You take out the straw, you turn this around, becomes hot.
Are you serious?
You didn't know?
I didn't know that! What do you mean it becomes hot?
I am... Wait, let's do it on yours because mine looks nasty. I didn't wash mine for a while.
Oh!
Ready?
So I take the straw out.
Onto this.
Okay.
And you have a hot cup.
I did not know that. I literally bought cold brew coffee for my weekend trip last
because you thought you had to have this. Because
I thought I had to use the straw.
No, look, you can literally go like this.
Wait, where'd my straw hole go?
Right there. It just goes into that.
The foam.
See, and you just press and hold them.
Did you see that on like TikTok or something?
No, my uncle showed me.
Wow.
I know. I don't even know.
Stanley all the way. It's so much better than...
Stanley all the freaking way.
Yes. Put it on your wish list. Ask for it as a gift. Start small.
But my thing is go big or go home.
You're going to wish you would have got the bigger one.
You're going to wish. That's what happened to me.
We should do a Stanley giveaway. Is that not a great idea?
I love that idea.
Put them all in an old-fashioned hat.
And literally just
draw a name. So, and then that person will get a free Stanley mug from us.
Okay, then you know what? We should make a post on Instagram. And we'll tell the rules on there.
Okay.
That way we'll write it all out and we'll... So you heard it here first.
We're giving away Stanley.
We're giving away a Stanley.
And not your nasty one that you haven't washed in 3 days. It's going to be brand spanking new.
And it will be washed by Stanley themselves. Go ahead, head over to our Instagram. Our Instagram handle is actually in the description of this episode. So you can go ahead, head over there and enter to win a Stanley because you are not going to want to miss out.
Nope.
Stanleys are the best.
The best.
If I converted Crystal, we can convert you. I don't even care if you think you like Yetis better. Go enter.
Hey, let's have a Stanley cheers.
Stanley cheers.
Oh, look, it's not even like that.
There.
Oh, there we go. All right, so it's true because I feel this way.
Because I feel it.
Because I feel this way, it's true.
If I feel something, it must be
true. You think it's a lie?
I definitely think it's a lie.
So, well, first I think I need to tell a little bit of a story, and then I'll tell you how I got to where my scripture came from. Okay. But the timing of this, I just shared with you a little bit when we first sat down, that my mother-in-law passed away 7 years ago yesterday. So she passed away on February 15th, 2016. And I love my mother-in-law. She loved Jesus. She was a big reason that I love Jesus the way that I do, because I know that God used her in my life to set an example for me of what it looks like to follow Jesus. She was probably one of the most patient, loving, Proverbs 31 type woman that I've ever known. So it's not that I don't mourn her death or have a feeling every time that that comes around, because I do. But yesterday was different for some reason. You and I actually worked out in the morning. It was a great morning. Yeah. I was supposed to teach Bible study at around 10, and I got a phone call from a friend I hadn't heard from in a while after our workout while I was in the sauna. And she just really called to say hey and tell me that she appreciates me, that she loves me. And I hung up, and something she said to me was something Jenny used to say to me.
Oh.
And it just triggered this whole, like, downward spiral of emotions. Sadness, anger as to, like, why, you know? Like, you know, why did she have to die? Then an overwhelming sadness for my kids that they don't get to know her. When there was so much wisdom she could have given them. And like, I just think about at my kids' ages and all the things that they do. And, you know, I love my kids, obviously I'm a little biased, but they're cool kids. You know, they love the Lord. They're great kids. And she would just not be missing a beat. Like, she'd want to know them. She'd be involved with them. And they don't get to experience that. And so, so I was sad. So here's what's okay about that. It was okay that I was sad. It was okay that, you know, I was mourning her a little bit. It wouldn't have been okay if I would have just kind of suppressed it and act like it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be okay. And it also wouldn't have been okay if it would have turned downward spiraled into anger, bitterness, something I'm still holding on to today. Which can happen with emotions. And then it becomes somebody else's fault. And, you know, and this whole situation occur based on how I feel. And none of it was true. The reality, the truth of the situation is I miss Jenny.
Yeah.
I miss her. And I 110% know she is celebrating in the arms of the Savior. And that is all things we say to people to encourage them. And it is all true. But then the reality is, it's okay. I have this feeling of sadness because I miss her. Mm-hmm. I miss my friend. I miss my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And so I have to tell you that to tell you that I was going through these emotions, and I reached out to Matt just to say, hey, like, my heart's ugly. Like, these emotions are not so great. I'm feeling this and this and this. And Matt quickly reminded me of Psalm 139. And I don't think there's any accident in that, because Psalm 139 has a lot of awesome wisdom in it. The verse that talks about how we are created, how we are in our mother's womb, that, you know, God created all of these wonderful things about us. And our feelings and emotions are one of them. And so I think it's important that we don't discount them or act like they don't exist or stuff them. I can promise you this, that if we do that, they don't go away. They do become a truth that might be a lie.
Yeah.
They do become an identifying factor. That our feelings don't identify us. Christ identifies us and says who we are, but we get to have these emotions and these feelings so that we can have a insight of the condition of our heart. So Proverbs 18:21 talks a lot about searching our heart, right? Becoming aware of negative things, things we say to ourselves, truths, lies that become truths. It says there, death and life are in the power of the tongue. We need to identify the lie. We need to identify what isn't true and take that captive immediately so that it doesn't become written on our heart, so it doesn't become gospel.
Yeah.
When we replace the lie with the truth, like Psalm 33:4 says, the word of the Lord is right and true. When we say, okay, I feel sad, but God says I'm this. When we start to work through our emotions that way, we start to have a more biblical, healthy view of our feelings. The other thing with emotions and feelings, I am a huge advocate
that we have to have some people in our circle.
Oh, for sure.
We have to have people that love the Lord and that love us, that are going to hear me. I had some friends I called yesterday.
Yeah.
I had some friends I FaceTimed. I showed them my face. Like, hey, I've got ugly crying going on. Yeah. I have some feelings. And they're friends that I trust that can say, I'm sorry. That is a bummer. It is sad. Jenny is, you know, would have loved this. And your kids are missing out. But here's the truth. And they don't let me stay there.
Yeah.
So I think we need to look at 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Because 1 Thessalonians 5:11 tells us to encourage one another, build one another up in truth. Mm. So I don't know about anybody that's listening, but for me personally, if you can relate to this, I would ask you to heed my advice. If your emotions get the best of you at times and your feelings start to become a truth that aren't true, you need a lifeline. You reach out to Jesus, you pray to him, you talk it out with him, and you also have people in your life, in your circle, that are going to encourage you towards truth. They'll hear you, they'll be compassionate towards you, they understand, but they won't let you build on a lie that your emotions are telling you.
Yeah, I love that. I like that verse too, encouraging each other.
Mm-hmm.
And having people in your circle who allow you to feel those emotions, like helping you understand that, yeah, that's how you feel. But then not letting you stay there and just encouraging you to look at what is true. I have Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And I feel like I never read this in this way before, but I read this verse this morning. I was like, this would be perfect for talking about feelings because it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not depend on your own understanding.
Yeah, lean not on your own understanding.
Yeah. Don't depend on your feelings. Trust in the Lord. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, we're depending on what we know, what we understand, and a lot of that can be emotions. I always thought this verse was meaning what you knew to be true, which can be.
Mm-hmm.
But when I thought of it in the emotion sense, I was like, man, that's true. Because a lot of times you feel sad, so you don't want to do this. Or you feel this way, so you don't want to do that. But when you seek the Lord, seek his will in all you do, he will show you which path to take.
That's right.
Our own understanding is only as much as we have experienced.
Yeah.
So our experience limited is what we understand.
Or what people have told us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And our experiences are what cause emotions. Happy, sad, mad. Those experiences cause emotions, and that's how then we see life. And if we're to make decisions off of that, we'd be missing out on so much of what Jesus is trying to show us or have us do.
So true.
Do.
To add to those two scriptures, we're given a gift. John 16:13 tells us, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. Mm-hmm. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. We can rest assured that our feelings are not the end all be all. That the Holy Spirit, our Father in heaven, he advocates with him. And we are guided by truth when we seek truth. He will provide us clarity and truth. He will comfort us in our feelings.
Yeah.
And he will lead us to the way of everlasting. And that is what Matt reminded me in Psalm 139. Is I'm asking for his will to be done. I'm asking for him to lead me of the way of everlasting. And in that, I can sort out my feelings and emotions because of our helper, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. Him living inside of you is what tells you.
Yeah. He
this
guides.
Is right, or this is wrong. Yeah. Or like, I understand you feel this way, but
this is true. This
I
is
give
not.
You hope.
Yeah.
This. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
So it wasn't that, like, it was like, you know, my ugly crying stopped, and I wasn't still experiencing the emotion.
Yeah.
But I had clarity that it's okay.
Yeah.
This is, I'm allowed to experience this. I'm allowed to feel this way. It just shows my great love for her.
Yeah.
And it I don't know why it was 7 years and yesterday I experienced it as if it just happened. I don't know why, but I embraced it and that was the kind of day I had. And it didn't dictate my path.
Yeah.
I didn't respond or react to it in a negative way because I reached out to Matt, you know, and, you know, I spent the entire day speaking to the Lord in prayer and looking at scripture for comfort, and reached out to some trusted friends in my circle to say, like, this is ugly. This is the way I feel. And one brought me a coffee, you know, reminded me that it's okay. Like, it's just so important that we don't stuff feelings or act like they don't exist. They were given to us by God.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they're true. They are a gauge, not a guide, as I always say, right?
I love that.
They're a gauge into our heart, but not a guide into what's next. Decisions. Only the Lord does that.
I love it.
So, what's next?
Our next lie. I actually don't even know what it is.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be like a surprise.
A surprise.
I do want to encourage, though, on this topic, like, with, because it's so real, and our emotions can lead us into some pretty bad places if we let them.
Yeah.
If you're in a low place and your emotions are being the best of you, reach out for help.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Ask for help. Don't do it alone. You don't have to do it alone, you know? You just don't have to.
You don't.
Okay. So, I have a friend that has a really hard time having relationships with having friendships with ladies because her experience from, and I actually know a lot of people like this. I've had lots of conversations with people, but this is just one friend that I've been working through this with lately. She has a hard time having friendships because she feels like middle school and, you know, just life in general, specifically this friend, middle school, she was hurt by those friends. And so, like, now a grown woman, you know, I can't have friendships. I can't trust girls. I don't want to be friends with girls.
Yeah.
So there's this lie that she can't have good friendships.
No one's trustworthy.
No one's trustworthy. I can't trust them. If I open up, they're just going to turn. They're going to hurt me.
Okay.
Next lie.
Let's talk about it. Your turn to pray.
No! I know that's not true.
I wanted to see
because I just prayed. But I
thought you were going to be like, all right, and then start praying.
You know I would, too. But I already knew because we just did
you
this.
You got me. God, thank you so much for this podcast, Lord. I thank you that you've given us emotions and feelings that we're able to walk through life with them. Because without them, I feel like life would be so, like, mundane and boring. Yeah. So, thank you that we can feel loved, that we can feel joyful and happy because of you. And we have sadness when we miss people, God, and we get angry about things that are worth being angry about. Like, we have all these emotions. And so, I pray that you would help us to not base our decisions off of our emotions, but that we would use them in order to, like Crystal says, a gauge rather than
a guide.
A guide, yeah. And so I pray that you would help us with that. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.